This is KCUR. Johnson County, Kansas sits atop the rankings for many indicators: health, school, safe neighborhoods, etc. But they're also playing catch-up to Wyandotte County on one measure: rising poverty levels. Reporting for KCUR as part of our ongoing exploration of the Johnson County-Wyandotte County line, Eleanor Klibanoff looks at how the definition of poverty is different in each county.
Terry Van Zant Travis had only been a preschool teacher for 3 weeks when one of her more challenging students scampered away right after lunch.
He's face down in the trash can. We'd had peaches that day, and there was a peach between every single finger. And he was pulling them out of the trash can, jamming them in his pants. I can still see his face. He looked up at me and he said, "I've taken food home for me and my brothers."
13 years later, Van Zant Travis is the executive director of that preschool, Growing Futures. It's a federally funded Head Start program, and its location might surprise you.
This is in affluent, beautiful Johnson County. There are children and there are families that are struggling.
In fact, there are more families struggling than ever in Johnson County. The poverty rate has nearly doubled since 2000, and over 25% of Johnson County students receive free and reduced lunch, up from 12% a decade ago. This doesn't quite mesh with the stereotype of the economic engine of eastern Kansas. Or, as Dustin Hardison puts it,
you know, the old adage that the sidewalks are paved in gold in Johnson County.
Hardison works for Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas, and he says that's just not the case anymore. The recession hit Johnson County hard. Many middle-class families experienced poverty for the first time, while lower-income families fell even further behind. And recovery has been slow.
If a family's living in Johnson County, they had an emergency and, you know, they were upside down on their mortgage, and now they've downsized, they're still trying to recover from things that happened to them 6 years ago.
In Johnson County, people living below the poverty line tend to be white, college-educated, and working at least one job. Hardison says it could be your neighbor or the person sitting next to you at work.
The face of poverty, you know, it's no longer the stereotypical sleeping on the park bench. It's more of people being doubled up in housing because they're trying to, you know, afford a place.
That's poverty in Johnson County, a family that's doing fine until an unexpected medical bill or car repair. Data from the United Community Services of Johnson County says most of those people are out of poverty within 2 years. But it can be hard to stay afloat in a place where the cost of living is so high. The federal poverty level for one person is $11,700 a year, or $975 a month. The median rent in Johnson County, $932 a month, before utilities. Valerie Carson of the United Community Services of Johnson County says that just doesn't work.
That can make up almost 75% of what you're taking home on a monthly basis. So obviously, when you're that cost burdened, you really kind of get into a situation where you can't stably meet all your basic needs on a regular basis.
So why would you choose to live in Johnson County if you're struggling?
Because this is home. This is likely where they grew up. It's not people who are moving here from someplace else. It's people who live here and have lived here.
Across the county line, Wyandotte residents feel the same way about their home, despite the county's high levels of poverty. Susila Jones, director of social service agency Crosslines, says that Wyandotte had been dealing with a more chronic form of poverty long before the recession hit.
So we've worked with a lot of families who have, their entire family have known nothing except poverty.
About 60% of Wyandotte County residents receive food stamps. But Jones says a larger low-income population can translate to more support.
Because there is a higher concentration of families and individuals experiencing poverty, we definitely have a higher concentration of agencies and are a little bit more adept to referring people to different resources in the community.
But low cost of living and high density of services isn't enough. Although just a quarter of the size of Johnson County, Wyandotte County has a much higher homeless population, just one measure of the county's chronic problem. It's difficult to compare two such different counties, and whether it's a new phenomenon like in Johnson County or old news in Wyandotte, the fact is families are struggling.
It's just a matter of really just living paycheck to paycheck, trying to get by in the area with the way expenses are.
Tony England and his wife have lived in Johnson County their whole life. They like the safe neighborhoods and good schools. But England has faced layoff after layoff since the recession, and his wife is on disability. Now they're struggling to make ends meet and have taken to coming here to the community dinners at Center of Grace Church in Olathe.
If it weren't for these meals, we'd probably be hungry a couple of days a week.
With state budget cuts, local providers say it's not about Wyandotte or Johnson. They're going to have to work together to serve a growing community of need on both sides of the county line. Eleanor Klibanoff, KCUR News.